I have just found the best Wikipedia page. There's lots of fantastic Wikipedia pages, but this one is list of dates predicted for apocalyptic events. And it says, this is the latest accepted revision reviewed on 25th of September, 2025. Now, the reason that's important is because, as you might be aware, there was a prediction that the rapture would happen yesterday or the day before, 23rd or the 24th of September, 2025. And it says, as a summary on this fantastic webpage, South African pastor Joshua Mkalela prophesied the biblical rapture where Jesus would ascend true believers to heaven before global tribulation, leading to the hashtag rapture talk on TikTok, with videos amassing millions of views on tips like survival kits for those left behind and historical context of repeated failed predictions. And it's got future predictions. Apparently in 2026, the Messiah Foundation International has claimed that the world will end when an asteroid collides with Earth. In 2060, apparently Isaac Newton claimed that the world was going to end. 2129, 2239, 2280. Then there's like far future predictions, which are more scientific. So like in the year 300,000 years time, people have said that, you know, there's going to be an explosion of a supernova. And it goes all the way down to 10 to the power of 100 years in which the heat death of the universe will happen. So if you scroll through this, there are some fantastic predictions. Now, a lot of them are going to be eschatological. So that means like a religious end to the earth. But there's also kind of scientific ones as well. There's some interesting figures that you'll probably have heard of in history, like Grigory Rasputin, who was a Russian mystic, and he had that 1970s song named after him. He prophesied that a storm would take place on the 23rd of August 2013, and a fire would destroy most life on land, and Jesus would come back to earth and comfort those in distress. Didn't happen. There are various other ones. So Jonathan Edwards, not the triple jumper, but the 18th century preacher, he said that Christ's thousand-year reign would begin in the year 2000, as did loads of other people, to be fair, lots of other kind of things in there. And if you scroll back, basically every decade, definitely in the 20th century, in the 19th century, and then as you go back, obviously there's fewer predictions that we can find and stuff. But there's one in particular, I'm going to put a link in the show notes to a hardcore history episode, and I can't remember the exact title of it, but it was about the Munster Rebellion and an Anabaptist leader who declared the apocalypse would take place on the 5th of April, 1534. And of course, the day came and he led this kind of failed attack and he ended up being decapitated. And I find all of this fascinating because at the end of the day, you're going to be wrong. You're going to be wrong. So you're using it for a particular purpose to kind of rally the troops or to get people believing stuff or whatever it is that you're doing. So yeah, I'll put a link to that hardcore history episode. It is absolutely wild. You should definitely listen to it. And then it goes all the way back, you know, back to the first millennium CE or AD, whatever we're saying. And there are all different kinds of preachers and saints and monks and bishops and all different kinds of people who kept on like revising their predictions about the end of the world. So I love this. There's everything from eschatological predictions to nuclear war to zombies and aliens invasion. So you should definitely have a look at the Wikipedia page for list of dates predicted for apocalyptic events.